All right, we are in the studio with Adam Kaplan taking a trip around the NFC East. And let's start, obviously. Hi.
Hello, sir.
You look nice.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. So do you, Dave.
No, I didn't. If I felt like it, I would have said that, but I don't, so.
Yeah. Okay, so the Giants play tonight against the Carolina Panthers.
Wow.
And
yeah.
It is a banged-up Giants team that's going down to Carolina. Hakeem Nicks, Dominic Hickson, David Deal. Who else?
Their top two out of their top three receivers.
Ahmad
Bradshaw's out.
Right.
Yeah, they've got, of course, Terrell Thomas, one of their starting corners on injured reserve. Michael Coe, who's their, should be their dime corner, has been hurt. They think they're going to have Prince Amukamara filling in for Terrell Thomas. You know, Dave, Prince Amukamara has not played really at a high level since they drafted him, but mainly because he's been hurt. He's going to get tested tonight. And with him being down for such a long time, you wonder how conditioning is. And remember this. This team has played on a Wednesday night, then a Sunday, now a Thursday. This is kind of odd.
You know? As you look ahead to the Eagles, who host the Giants a week from Sunday,
right.
I mean, is this Hakeem Nicks injury something that could linger into that week?
Well, here's the thing with Hakeem Nicks. He had the injury a while ago. It was just a matter of getting the soreness out. Playing on the short week, three less days, is the reason why he can't play.
Okay.
He did not go through the walkthrough, which is a sure sign. 9 times out of 10, when a player does not go through a walkthrough, he does not play the following day.
Sure.
And the fact that he didn't even go through the walkthrough, and that's why they're not bringing him on the trip, they will only dress 4 receivers. They do have one on the practice squad. And you actually can, on a non-Sunday game, if the game's during the week, you can sign a guy the same day off the practice squad. So they have this kid named David Douglas on the practice squad. So right now they would only have 4, and you're talking about guys who haven't really played. Ramses Barden, who's been hurt a lot, probably will start. Reuben Randall's a rookie, and Jarrell Jernigan, who's a slot guy who has barely played.
2 high draft picks.
Yes, and this is going to impact what they can do. Now, this is why Martellus Bennett has been a big factor. He has been tremendous. Why the Cowboys never used him in the passing game, I'll never know. This guy is 6'6", and he could run just like Jimmy Graham.
How good was Eli Manning last week in that remarkable fourth quarter comeback for the Giants?
It's crazy. He had to throw, first of all, Ahmad Bradshaw got hurt early. Andre Brown, who will start tonight for Bradshaw, is kind of a straight line guy, not very fast. They were playing from behind, so they started throwing the ball almost every down, and it was amazing the success that Nicks and Cruz had, Dave, in that game. They're so physical and tough. Now, Cruz is going to have to be the guy. Now, in that game against Tampa Bay, almost every snap, right slot and left slot, not out wide. So they're going to have to play Barden, who's slow. He's 6'5", does not get off the line very well. That's going to impact them greatly. That is why I'm picking the Panthers to win that game tonight.
And let's just talk about the Giants on defense. It just doesn't seem like they have the oomph up front, and that has certainly impacted an injury-riddled secondary.
Yeah, and they're not getting home like we usually see them. Jason Pierre-Paul has been great, but they're not getting the turnovers. They're not getting the high sack numbers. That's been a problem, Dave, I think. When you look at the Giants' defense, it's the secondary. You know, you're playing guys you shouldn't be playing. Michael Coe is really a fourth or fifth corner. Now he's a third or second corner. Prince Amukamara, he's probably not ready to be a starter. He's going to have to start tonight. And you wonder about condition because he hasn't really been ready for the last 3 or 4 weeks. So you're concerned about that.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to get. Now the Panthers, they run the ball, they throw the ball. They're not a great offense, but Cam Newton could do it all. He's got the league's best, really, whole package. He's been terrific.
Remember, you think Cam Newton has
he's
the
been
best
awesome.
Package.
I think when you look 6'6", 260, nobody can stop this guy. The problem the Panthers have, Dave, they've got one really good receiver in Steve Smith who's playing hurt with his knee. He hurt it again last week. Brandon LaFell is coming on. He's been a nice surprise for them. They've got nothing else. They don't throw the ball enough to Greg Olsen. They need to find more passing options. But Steve Smith is still explosive. This Brandon LaFell is a very good football player. I'm still picking the Panthers because I think the Giants have way too much overcome.
Yeah, a fascinating game tonight on the NFL Network, and I think one that's very important to what the Eagles early season, you know, jockeying for position looks like here in the NFC. All right, the Dallas Cowboys coming off that big week one win against the Giants. Then they go to Seattle, and we talked about it last week, and you anticipated a very difficult game for them in Seattle. Sure as heck it was. They got thumped by the Seahawks.
Yeah, and the problem is the Cowboys turned the ball over their first 2 times. They fumbled on the kickoff, then they turned it over the next time. And they got, you know, they're down 10-0 before you knew it. Then they scored, and then Seattle scored. Marshawn Lynch, the Cowboys could not stop Marshawn Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
That was a surprise to me. Marshawn Lynch is so physical. He did a great job. But Seattle's defense is arguably right now the National Football League's best. They're terrific. They're fast. The NFL's two biggest corners. The Eagles probably have – or second right there in size. But those two young guys, Sherman is phenomenal. He's been a – he was a guy who played an offense in college at Stanford. He's been a big surprise. And their safeties, Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, they're really good. And I thought the – here's what happened. First of all, Jason Witten, four drops. One would have been for a
huge
play.
Is he shot? Is he over the hill?
No, you know, he got open repeatedly. He had 10 targets. He only had, I think, four or five catches, four more drops. Des Bryant's head was not in the game. I thought those corners took him out of the game, and they couldn't run the ball.
How good are the Cowboys, Adam?
They're an enigma. I think, see, it's a great question. I think I know what the Eagles are. If they don't turn their ball over, they're the NFC's best team, one of the three best teams in the NFC. Okay, they're a little better. The Eagles are a little bit better than I thought they would be, just on tape. I knew they had good personnel, but I didn't.
Well, we'll see if the Eagles.
But they look on paper, okay? We've seen the paper before. I think the Eagles are heading in the right direction if they could not turn the ball over. The Cowboys, you don't know from one week to another. Their defense is good, but not great. And Tony Romo actually played well. I don't know where their heads were, but something happens when teams go to Seattle. For Dallas, it's not as far as a trip.
Difficult place to play.
It's
very
a
loud.
Four-hour flight. Right. It's you just talked about it. It's loud. It's the NFL's toughest stadium to play in. Lincoln Financial can be. Last week it was a great home field advantage for the Eagles, but it is tough to go into Seattle. It's really tough, and you saw that, and they kind of struggled with it. But
what about the Dallas defense, which really didn't do the kind of job
Dave,
I thought?
It's good.
Is it?
The problem is
are those cornerbacks as good as everybody kind of thought after week one?
They're deep, and Mike Jenkins is playing now. He's their fourth corner, not a starter. That really helps them. I think it helps against the spread teams. Seattle doesn't have a very good offense. Lynch gashed them. He had a long run for a touchdown. He gashed them. Their run defense is very inconsistent. They're playing. They have a rotation of three young inside linebackers. And remember now, the problem is Jay Ratliff has been hurt with his high ankle sprain. That has absolutely impacted the run defense.
And I look at the Cowboys for Sunday, and it's Tampa in Dallas. And I think
this
is going to be an easy Dallas win. But I guess I don't know about that because I think Tampa's could potentially be a good team.
Yeah, and Tampa Bay is they're a power running team with Doug Martin. They throw it when they have to. Vincent Jackson had an impact last week, as Mike Williams did. They're fine young receiver from Syracuse. I mean, Tampa Bay has weapons. Their defense last week had major problems. Rondé Barber got exposed. Cruz killed him in the slot. Absolutely killed him. He's too big. I mean, Cruz is one of the NFL's best stories in the last 3 years. It's just been incredible what he's been able to do, Dave. But when I look at it, the Cowboys formula is simple. They're trying to get balance in offense with DeMarco Murray. The problem is they fell behind. He could run. He's been a great story. He's a downhill runner. They don't want Romo throwing the ball 40 times anymore. But when he plays under control, as he did last week, he played well. That was not his fault. He had one bad interception when he did what Michael Vick did. He turned his body and he threw it against the defense. You can't do that. But he actually played well. Again, they had five drops. But if they stay ahead of the down, play smart football, they're going to be good. I think they're going to be in it because they're very talented.
They beat the Bucs, you think?
I think they will, and I think they'll go to 2-1.
All right, the Washington Redskins host the Cincinnati Bengals. I think this is a really good game at 1 o'clock. I would not be surprised to see the Bengals walk into FedEx Field and win that game.
Yeah, a couple things. We know that the Redskins had two devastating injuries.
Yes.
Who are the best defensive players. Adam Carricker is one of the best 3-4 defensive ends of the National Football League. That's why they re-signed him. And Brian Arakpo is unbelievably disruptive. He is not DeMarcus Ware, but he's a step below. But when you lose a guy like that and Carricker, see, you could camouflage some stuff. Like the Eagles lost two offensive linemen. You could camouflage some stuff. You can't lose pass rushers, especially on a 3-4. When you have a guy like Adam Carricker who could do that, that's devastating. Now they're just going to have to go with Kerrigan, and they're going to have to mix and match with the guys on the other side. This is hard, man. And you know, D'Angelo Hall, Danny Amendola beat him left and right. I mean, they killed him. He was like Wes Welker last week, former Eagle for a couple months. Sure. I mean, I think the Redskins, you're right. I think they've got problems with this game. And the Bengals should get Carlos Dunlop back, their best pass rusher. They've really missed him. I mean, you saw Brandon Whedon after 1 week against the Eagles looking bad. He destroyed them.
Right.
So they're going to get Dunlop back this week. And I like that pick. I think it'll be very, very close. I think this is a pick 'em game.
Did you watch RG3 last week? How did you
did. I love what they're doing. It's college football. Pistol formation, just like Colin Kaepernick played at Nevada, where the quarterback has the running back in back of him. And he just hands off it to him. It's an option. It's an option offense. Then they play the run option where the running back's to his right or left. That's all they're doing on offense. And then, you know, every once in a while they take the shots downfield. Pierre Garçon didn't play.
Right.
This Aldrick Robinson, who I've never really heard of, he had a good game, and then he drops a 65-yard bomb wide open. He just drops it. So, but Alfred Morris has been a nice surprise out of Florida Atlantic, and you'll see another Florida Atlantic player this week. Rob Hausler is the tight end for the
– Well, we'll get that.
I know. I just wanted to throw that in there. Florida Atlantic has put these guys out I've never heard of, but it's been a great story. But I think right now when you look at this situation, they've got a lot of offensive weapons. I'm
amazed with the offensive line, the way they're
putting up
points.
They're giving him time, though. But you know what? Because they're rolling him out, and he's taking a five-step drop and getting it out. But, you know, Fred Davis, a tight end who's hurt the Eagles in the past, he has not really done that much. But Griffin, I mean, he ran the ball 11 times last week.
Right.
They're running the Cam Newton offense plus the pistol. It's kind of interesting what they're doing. But I think they're in trouble with their defense. And right now, the Eagles are the clear leader. But they've got to travel to Arizona, and they've got to get themselves together.
All right, so here we go. The Eagles getting ready to play the Arizona Cardinals. And upon further review, Adam, the Eagles better than you thought, right?
A little bit. I picked the Eagles to be 10-6. Now, again, they won two games by 1 point each. But we knew the offense is explosive, but the potential absence of Jeremy Maclin will impact this game. You know, people are asking me,
Do you believe he'll play?
I don't think he'll play. I'm not reporting anything. I want to make that clear because I don't want to be quoted in like every blog. I haven't even asked anyone yet. He went in last week very questionable with that hip. It was a question he could play. But my question is how long he could last, and he didn't last long. He got hit again in that hip. See, you have to look at this. If this is a playoff game, could he play? Yes. But he's worse off this week. You got to be careful here. You don't want this guy out 4 to 6 weeks. You know, it's again, I don't know this. We'll see if, you know, it's just a prediction. I don't know either way.
Now, so if he doesn't play, then they would go Patrick Peterson on DeSean Jackson. They would go William Gay against Jason Avant.
Right, but here's the
winning
thing,
formula
though,
for the Eagles.
On tape, this is interesting. They didn't have Patrick Peterson on anyone specific. He played his side. Very few times from watching that game did they have him on Brandon Loy. They did it a little bit. They also had this Jamel Fleming, who we will see on Sunday, who's their third-round pick, has played really well. He's been a big surprise to them. They had William Gay on tight ends. They had linebackers on tight ends. Now, Celek is not the athlete, obviously, of Gronkowski, but Celek is probably the NFL's best route runner at tight end. He sets guys up. He gets open all the time. And he's the biggest surprise to me is running after the catch. We know he's physical, but this is crazy what he's averaging per catch, and he is right up there. In fact, he's tied with DeSean Jackson with targets at 19. This has been a great story from a guy, Dave, who we worked out privately for the Eagles in 2007, at 4.95.
Yeah.
It's been a great story.
How do you feel about the offensive line?
I'm concerned.
Potentially going with Demetrius Bell at left tackle.
I think he will start.
Good pass rush, a blitzing team. And
then
Dallas
much.
Reynolds.
Not that much.
And then Dallas Reynolds in the very loud University of
Phoenix
Stadium.
I'm not worried about Demetrius Bell, okay? I'm not worried about him. I would be worried about the interior. Because Dallas Reynolds is not a great athlete. He's going against Darnell Dockett. You could guarantee he's going to see him, and they're going to stunt.
Mm-hmm.
They'll use Calais Campbell inside. They'll do so much stuff. They'll drop guys into coverage. See, this is the game. See, Baltimore did not blitz hardly at all last week. And Arizona, on tape, has been disguised more than they ever have under Ray Horton, their D coordinator, who's coming over from Pittsburgh. They're not doing as much blitzing as I expected, but they are doing a lot of pre-snap and post-snap stuff. This is a big mental game for Michael Vick. The reason why I picked the Eagles last week is I thought Vick would do a ton of tape study, and I thought he'd be on point after the embarrassment of week one. He did that. Vick has got to stop being a week-to-week player. He played great last week. No reason why he can't play well on the road. He's got the NFL's best velocity on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
That ball comes out with unbelievable velocity and speed. Let's see him do this on the road against a phenomenal defense.
All right, let's talk about the defense. We spoke just before you came on the air, and while they shut down the New England Patriots, Patriots missed a couple of opportunities.
Yes, two on tape, Dave. It's funny you say that. I'm seeing Gronkowski run down the seam, and he just overthrew Gronkowski. That they've worked together enough. He should have hit that. And Brandon Loy got open on a post. He missed him. And
Brady doesn't miss people.
No, but Brady is not. Brady and Aaron Rodgers, the two elite quarterbacks in the NFL, have not been on point, especially Aaron Rodgers. But getting back to Brady, he doesn't miss passes like that, Dave. I think it's a fair point. Now, what's happening now with the Cardinals, that ball should have been out a little bit more. But they are willing to use linebackers. I've noticed that. Darrell Washington did it,
who's on tight ends.
really good football player. Paris Lennon. Paris Lennon is on the play for almost every down, as is Darrell Washington, as is Calais Campbell. And Darnell Dockett, we haven't even mentioned, maybe the NFL's best defensive tackle. See, technically, he's an end in a 3-4, but he plays inside, so he's really a tackle. This is going to be big on Dallas Reynolds. If you want to test off the bat, you're going to know in the first 10 minutes whether he's handling himself. If not, they're going to have to adjust by helping him.
Give me a prediction for the game, Adam.
20-6, Eagles win. I don't see how in the world we even talk about the Cardinals offense. In fact, there's nothing to talk about.
No, talk about. It's Larry. We've talked about it earlier in the week. Larry Fitzgerald.
If the Eagles have, yes. And you
20-6, you say?
Yeah, 20-6. And I've already, if you go to my Twitter account, Kaplan NFL, I actually tweeted out our film room piece with Greg Cosell. Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm actually, figured you guys would help me. If you want to go to film room, if you search film room in the search box at PhiladelphiaEagles.com, it's on the fifth or sixth page. And Cosell does a phenomenal breakdown of Larry Fitzgerald, also of their defense and what they like to do with Ray Horton. And I'll tell you what, if Vic's on point again, there's zero chance the Eagles lose. But the problem is when you turn it over, now if they turn it over in minus territory, anything could happen. That's what they have to avoid.
Avoid the short fields for Kevin Cobb, make him work for it. We'll see you on the post-game show and actually the kickoff
pre-game
show
and
on Sunday.
Quarterly,
and the
right?
Game updates and... Yeah. See a lot of Adam Kaplan on Sunday when the Eagles go to Arizona to play the Cardinals. Adam, great stuff. Thank you.